Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated PG-13. For the record, contains suffocation, claustrophobia, and death in an elevator.
Why are we doing this again?
For the record, Burger, the world record.
Yeah, I know for the record, but wasn't there like some special cause or something?
Huh? Oh, yes, we are also doing this to honor healthcare workers.
Right. Ah, sorry. I'm just nervous, you know?
Nothing to worry about. Simple plan. This dorm has 10 floors. Start at the bottom, pick up a few people along the way, cram them all in here, and head to the roof to celebrate.
Hello, future world record holders!
Why are you dressed like that?
Like a world-class treasure hunter?
No, like a fucking dingus.
For the record, this is a Stetson Verfelt fedora, and it's an exact replica of the one worn by Harrison Ford in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Calling me a dingus? Then you're also calling Indiana Jones a dingus.
Correct! You are both dinguses!
Who's ready to break some records and honor some goddamn healthcare workers? I was really... hoping you guys were gonna cheer or something, but you raised your hands. You're ready, now. The current amateur elevator cramming world record is just 17 occupants.
So we need to find a way to fit 18 people in here.
Yes, Burger, you business major you. That's exactly how numbers work. All right, Indy, call it out.
Indy. That's your new nickname.
Like that's a bad thing? One.
Two. Three.
When was the current record set?
1969.
Nice.
Who has six thumbs and is ready to make some history?
These guys.
That was hysterical.
All right, you know how this works. Call out your number when you enter the elevator.
What number am I?
Well, there are three of us, so...
Oh, right. Four. Why are you dressed like Indiana Jones?
We're going to the premiere!
No, we're not.
Five. I heard Temple of Doom sucks.
Six. Probably because they went over budget and had to replace Harrison Ford with a body double.
Put down your little ceramic horses because... What happened to the chess club, boys?
Oh, gosh diddly dang it! It's motherfucking Cake Keepers!
Thomas? Ugh, hamburger. This elevator cramming nonsense needs to stop. Things are already starting to look pretty tight in there.
Tight?
Jeez, fucking, not tight like that. Tight like crowded. Tight like too many. Dangerously tight.
Tight.
She can't stop us.
Ho-ho, can't I? All four of the chess club boys are out, and by my calculations, that means...
We won't be able to reach the record.
Checkmate.
Damn it, Kate Geepers! Records were made to be broken!
And rules were made to be respected! The maximum capacity for this elevator is 12 occupants. 12.
Oh, come on. What's so dangerous about exceeding the capacity limits in an aging, admittedly often malfunctioning elevator? Huh? Now look who's breaking the elevator.
Can't stand in the way of history, Kate. Or elevator safety sensors. And unless you dismiss everyone we have waiting for us on the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th floors, then I don't see what... Dang it, close! What the hell?
Fifth floor is clear, baby!
God Damn it, Kate! Think of the healthcare workers! Close it, close it!
I'm hitting it as hard as I can!
Hit 7, Burger. Let's skip the next floor. Accounting majors, I knew I could account on you. We're at 6 crammers, so count yourselves in when you cross the threshold.
7. Calculator.
What?
Sorry. I only have one math joke. It works a lot better if I'm exiting instead of entering an elevator.
8. Accounting majors aren't known for our humor.
9. But we are known for our accountability. We brought our friends, the General Studies Gang.
That's pretty much the same joke I just made, but okay. Hey, GSG, how are you dickheads doing?
Thanks for having us. It's great to finally be part of something. What number am I supposed to be? Or, sorry, I'm just not sure how...
Not here. This corner's taken.
Who cares about the numbers? We'll catch up on the count when we get closer to the record. Just get in.
Hey, whoa. Someone is standing here!
Squish together. Hold your knees. If the miners can do it, then so can we.
I mean, yeah, but they were just little kids, you know? They had to be so much smaller.
Miners, not minors, Burger.
11, 12, 13. The numbers aren't adding up. And believe me, I'd know.
You're right. By my calculations, we're fucking boned, man.
Wait! Over there. See those guys admiring themselves in the mirror?
The bodybuilders?
Think they'll want to cram with us?
No. Tom, those guys are huge. They're like big time big. They'll take up all the space we have left.
Right now, they're our only chance. Hey, huge dudes with the muscles, want to break a world record?
I'm listening. What's in it for me?
Fame, glory,
vanity projects, exposure, endless fucking clout.
Hell yeah, brother! Count me in!
Stop watch it!
Pushing people! No one has any room!
I can't believe we're the first people to ever cram into an elevator.
Wait, watch it, big guy. This is my corner.
Not anymore, it's not. This is where we stand.
Oh, there is so much love and support in this elevator. It's inspiring.
Get off my
Hey, watch
back.
Out. You're crushing Indy.
Stop.
Much better.
Thank you.
All right, Indy, one last time. Count us off.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, shit! We're okay. We're okay. Burger, please continue.
3.
4. Score in 7 years.
Shut up and keep counting.
5. Who keeps hitting me in the back of the head?
Oh, come on! What are we doing, people? No one, I repeat, no one should be punching downward.
We're all friends here. No one's competing with anyone else.
6. And I'd just like to say that-
7. I'm losing circulation in my legs. Does no one care about that?
I'm number 8, and I'm feeling great. Not really, but I never pass up a chance to rhyme. It's another little hobby of mine. Sickness, really.
Well, it'd be nice if I could just stretch out my quads a little bit. Oh, excuse me, little guy. I just need some room to stretch or I'm gonna cramp up.
9. I'm upside down right now and just counting the seconds until we're done.
10. Honestly, this is the most physical contact I've had in years, so yeah, I'm good. I could do this all day.
11. I didn't know we were all supposed to say something. I don't have anything prepared.
I think I might be standing on someone's jacket right now. Sorry about that. I feel bad, but I mean, I'm not gonna do anything about it.
It's me. I'm the jacket. But I'm also a person. Please move. Also 12.
13. You know, it might sound strange, but the number 13 is actually my lucky number, and... Sorry, that smells so bad, I forgot what I was talking about.
14. I'm not trying to be rude, but, did someone just shit themselves?
Wow. That is a toxic blend. Burger, Did
nope,
you?
Nope, nope. I swear that wasn't me.
15. Sounded like it was coming from all around us.
16. Not it. I swear. I'd absolutely take credit for that one if it was mine.
Yeah, we'll take credit for shit that isn't even ours.
It was from over here in this corner. I was close enough to feel the vibrations.
I know, it's crowded, and it stinks like shit in here, but we made it. We're gonna do it. We just need to pick up our last two people, and... Oh, what the hell?
Looks like it's stuck between floors.
Who's ready to break the elevator cramming world record?
What's wrong with the elevator?
Nothing. Where's Lunchbox?
He's out. Kate Geepers asked him if he had his elevator rider's license, and he split.
Looks like you dinguses managed to get the elevator jammed between floors.
It's only a 3-foot difference between the floor and the elevator.
Nancy, get in and we'll officially tie the amateur elevator cramming world record. Come on.
Where do I fit in? There's no room for me in there.
Oh, there's always room.
Hey!
Trust me.
Ouch! Who keeps pulling my hair?
It doesn't look safe.
Who keeps putting their hair in my face? Nancy, do not cross the threshold when the elevator is stuck between floors. You could get cut in half.
Look, Nancy, just get really low and roll into the elevator.
You promise it's safe?
Absolutely. Everyone on this elevator feels completely safe.
I don't feel safe at all right now.
Count her down, people. 1, 2, 3.
Nancy, why are you getting into a crouching position? Nancy.
Okay. I'm gonna do it. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
No, stop, no.
You made it, Nancy. I thought you were gonna get cut in half.
That's 17! We did it!
Woo!
No. We didn't do shit. We're not here to tie a record. We're here to break a record. And to honor healthcare workers, goddammit, I'm not getting off this elevator until every last healthcare worker in America has been properly honored.
But we're out of people!
Kate?
No way! I'm not getting chopped in half! Not a chance in fucking heck!
Come on! Wasn't there a time when you were one of the foolish kids jumping headfirst into that elevator, motivated only by the small chance of fame or recognition?
That's completely different! Me and my friends were just cramming into elevators to have fun! What you're doing, it's nothing but a selfish and desperate attempt for clout!
Elevator cramming is elevator cramming! The rules didn't change once we started doing the cramming!
Don't you want to be a part of history? Instead of just telling everyone else that they have no place in it?
Make room for Kate Geepers!
Nothing to worry about. Probably wouldn't even be able to cut you in half anyway.
Why would you say that? There. My leg is in the elevator. Does that count?
You know damn well it doesn't, Kate. We need all of you on this elevator, not just half of you.
I can't.
You got this.
I don't know.
Just
squeeze it next to me. Oh my god.
Kate, open your eyes. You're on the elevator.
I'm on the elevator. I'm cramming again! I'm cramming!
Berger, can you, for one last time, please, do us the honors.
10th floor, fame and immortality, here we come.
All right, everyone. Before we bust out of this elevator and begin our new lives as world record holding elevator crammers, I'd like to have a short moment of silence to honor the healthcare workers.
Agreed, that's a fine idea.
Later.
Hey, you people who are obsessed with old shit, and you people who are obsessed with meaningless numbers, and all you other people who need to just figure their shit out, shut the fuck up. We're trying to honor healthcare workers with our silence.
Thank you, Kate Geepers.
It's what I do.
We did it!
Oh yeah! We did do it! Look at us big guy bros.
I will never forget this day.
And we took up the most space, so we deserve most of the credit.
I'm ready to get off now, but I can't feel my legs.
I can't believe we did it. I couldn't have done it without you, Burger. And you too, Kate. And even little Indiana Jones himself.
It was an honor to be part of it. Even after I convinced all those other people not to be part of it.
Burger? Where's Indy?
What?
Ah! Oh!
What happened to Indy?
Wake up! Wake up! He isn't breathing!
Oh my god, is he bleeding out of his mouth?
Indy!
He seems to have pooped his official Raiders of the Lost Ark replica khaki army officer's trousers.
And that killed him?
No, much like a blobfish, it was the pressure that killed him. It's not weird that I know that. I'm a minor in marine biology.
I tried to warn you. You crammed too many people in here, and look what happened. You made a huge mess all over the elevator. Ugh.
When exactly did Indy die?
Look, I'm not pre-med or anything. Just a history major. But I'm pretty sure Indy's death occurred sometime between the 8th floor and right now.
Wait, if Indy's dead, does that mean the record doesn't count?
Unfortunately, that's the case, Burger. It would be way easier to break this record if they let us use dead people.
We need to call an ambulance!
No. We can't bother the healthcare workers on their big day.
All right, everybody. There's been a little rounding error, so we're all gonna have to get back on the elevator.
For the Record was written by Jeremy Ellett and directed by Tal Minear. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing by Stephen Indrasano. And sound design by A.J. Churchill. Starring Greg Vinciguerra as Indy, Tom Laughlin as Tom, Brad Colebrook as Burger, Roanna Cruz as Nancy, Jenna Rose Geyser as Kate Geepers, Garen Fitzgerald, Avery Luna, and David J. Dixon as Big Guys, Becca Marcus, Andrew Cianez de la O, and Caroline Minks as History Majors, Jeremy Ellett, Bob Raimonda, and Tal Minear as Accounting Majors, It Me, A.R. Olivieri, Mick Coates, and Newton Shuttlecotty as General Studies Students.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The influence of Freemasonry is undeniable. But who are these mysterious apron-wearing craftsmen, and what are they up to? For centuries, hater-ass conspiracy theorists have attempted to answer these questions.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, starring Zane Schacht as Randy Dunning, Lauren Grace Thompson as Gail Kruger, and Matthew Woodcock as Walter Clay.
I just want to go on the record right now and say that I, Randy Dunning, am 100% anti-gravity.
Like, subscribe, and share your way to the truth when two Flat Earthers kidnap a Freemason.